relation is a varied relation. Not only that, I am Krishna Das. What kind of Krishna Das you are, the mantra will tell and you will realize yourself. If you are rightly, with honor, with all these things. And Sri Namni, Nainangala Dasudaraya Badananga Gadarudhaya Vira Kulitailichitam Bhagavata Kamalam Grahane Bhavishyati. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself said, oh, I have no enemy in Krishna. I am still alive. Na prema gandhasti darati me haram kandhami saubhagya param prakasya vansi vilasya nana avalokanangina vibhatma jata prana patanga kana prakha. Taking literally that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, oh, I should die. Why I am living? I have no praying, no love and affection with Krishna. I know a fish has so much
love and affection,
love and affection for the water. This water. And if anyone takes that fish out of water, what she will do?
He will die.
Yes,
he can rest and die.
Rest and die at once. No remedy at all. Only remedy that you should put that fish at one thing. And I have no prayer and devotion for Krishna. And still I am alive. A fish cannot eat without water. And I am still alive without Krishna. But all are telling that, oh, you have so high blossom. But I have not a single smell of Krishna. So I should die. Have you this sense of more? But all, so he is praying to name, oh, name Prabhu, you are himself Krishna and Radhika. When a day will come that I will chant Krishna, my heart is melted. If anyone has moved like this, there is no wrong. There is no isha base.
Envy is jealousy.
Envy, jealousy, and envy. No hope, duplicate, and
hypocrisy.
Or hypocrisy. Never, never it will come. It will go very far. Sri Namni. Always think that when you are chanting Krishna, Krishna is there. It is only the defect in you that you are not seeing and realizing. But Krishna is ever there. Not only heart. In all atoms of cold world, all atoms of air, everywhere, there is no place that Krishna. But there are so many students of a guru. Took any very sweet, very good sweet, just a sweet in his hand. And he gave it to his all students, each one of them. And he told, you should take it where there is none. You should go and after taking, after eating, you should bring back to him. But see, anyone should not see in a very solitary place where none is there, you should take. All these students went, except one, all through, and then to Buddha after washing hands. Have you taken? Yes. Anyone saw it? Never, never. Anyone could have seen. But one student, he
could not eat.
He returned with that speech. Buddha said, why you cannot take? Because I couldn't find any place solitary. Why? You should go in that room. There is none and you can get it. Oh Gurudev, I see Krishna. So you should be like that. And then chant Krishna name. The heart. If your heart is not melting, then therefore, counsel of Rupa Goswami. Rupa Goswami means any bona fide devotee counsel. Yes, Krishna. One, that was setting a very good counsel. We are Rupa Goswami in Radha Damodar temple, now there. It was called Seva. At that time, it was Seva. Not Radha Damodar temple, because at that time it was not established. And there was a very bona fide, all devotees were there. And they were here, Srimad Bhagavatam. Who are telling Srimad Bhagavatam? Oh, why you are telling? Who are telling, explaining Bhagavatam? Why you are not sitting?
Gas.
So, Raghunath Das Goswami was Raghunath Das Goswami, Srimad Bhagavatam. What thing? In Ras Panchayati. In Ras Panchayati, what thing? Jayati Tedhikam Janma Braja Svayata Indira Svarsvata Trahi Daita Deshata Dikshutavaka Taitika Sava Kamri Chinnati Tavaka Thamritam Tatta Jeevanam Kadhijirivitam Kalmashapaham Shamadamangalam Srimadatatam Bhuvirnantite Bhuridaja. And it was that so good of it. All there, meeting, of all there. Some become faint, some nose were running, some ears were there. Only there was only Rupa Goswami who was not doing this. He was just as his eyes were open, as he was in natural way. All hearts are melting. There are some symptoms that they are also immersed in Krishna pain. But why Rupa Goswami?
No symptoms.
Nothing is there. He went there. And he saw that he is dead or he is living, I don't know. But eyes are
open.
Okay. And the rupee, what? And he put it here. At once said, very warm. But he came from the home. And there was so big.
Blister.
And he saw that. In Guru Pradha. He was not like a ordinary fish in ordinary water tank. If there is not so much water, a big fish, then he will run here and there, the water will be muddy. But a very big fish, not only one very big. He will play so much in Pacific Ocean, the water will not make money. So, the heart of Rupa Goswami is like endless lesson of ocean of
Krishna Ras.
And he is anyone cannot unka prem ko nahi maap sakta.
Measure his love.
How deep, endless. So we should like this, try to have a heart like
Rupa Goswami.
And also, this is depressing. This is the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mission, and this is the mission of Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami. And this is the same mission. Divarsa. I wanted to explain whole book, but it took 8 or more days, 9 days, only that was half. But I hope that you will gain so much from all these things and try to have in your heart forever. And it will add your bhakti, love and affection, and your heart.
हरे कृष्ण
अरे वो तपन मिश्र से पागल हो गया
Thank you.
Govinda Vishnu. Namo Mahavadanaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaurakrishe Rabi Gaurachandraya Radhikaya Itadaya Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tadabhaktaya Namo Tavai Vasmi Tavai Vasmi Najimami Tvaya Vina Sisi Jaira Devipam Namo Yesterday, I was just learning the first stroke of Narsimha. And I explained about Guru, about the father, mother of Krishna, and all the associates of Krishna. And this whole lives in Vrindavan, Gokul, Mahabhar, Nandagaon, Vashan. And in the same line, having so much affection and love, like Brajavasi, all the sadhaks, like Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, all six, and in their life, those who are living there and doing bhajan day and night, they have no attachment with any worldly things. And that's those who don't worship Krishna, but Ram, Nishingha, and other manifestations of Krishna. They should always be honored. And of the Brahmins, who are not one-ended to Krishna, but is still worshipping Durga, Kali, Ram, Shankar, Ganesh. This would all be proper. Don't disrespect. And especially you should always try to remember and chant your mantra given by your Gurudev. Heart with love and affection. And Harinam Hare Krishna is this is always the center. And this should be done with a loud tone that we are good. I have explained all this in for 7 days or 8 days. Now I am coming to Rajvatan Dasaka. We should have that kind of a rati to the Lord's feet of tangible Krishna, Radha and Krishna. They are supreme personality of Godhead. They are God of God of God of all us. Ram, Nishinka, Kalki, Bhama, all the gods, Khuda, all are in so, we should have so much faith and affection, love and all of us. I know that Narayan, some things like Narayan and Lakshmi, that is the supreme personality of God. But they cannot come in the shape of sons. They cannot love and have so much affection like a son to Narayan. Because he has so much affluence. He cannot descend to this world. He cannot be such like son or friend. Narayan never will become friend. He has known so many wives also. Lakshmi. If you want to serve him like Lakshmi, you cannot serve. Lakshmi will get out of that Vaikuntha if you like this. You can serve Ram more than this. can serve as a servant. Sometimes you can serve him like son, he becomes son of Maharaj Dasarath. Sometimes you can serve him like Hanuman, but not as a friend. Both of them. Vibhishan was his friend, also Sugriva was his friend, but they cannot climb on the shoulders of Krishna. They cannot embrace Rama. You cannot serve Rama as a wife because he will never accept you. Because he only wants to be with Sita. In any case, he will recommend you. So, if God, we want to serve God, but he has no shape, no beauty at all, because he has not hands, beautiful mouth, and anything. He has no any quality, nothing. So we cannot serve him in any way. We can pray him, oh God, give him grace. And I think that he has become old, so he can send any his son to this world. He will not wish him. So we cannot have any service to him. Also to Khuda, he has no shape at all. You cannot play with him. He will not come in the shape of any son. But Krishna has all things. You can serve him in any way you like. In Srimad Bhagavatam, it has been told that Krishna is Supreme Personality of God. Krishna is to Bhagavan Swayam. Not only Bhagavan, he is himself God. He is the origin of all gods. Gods are now so many. Without second, God is one. And who is? Krishna. Some vision here, we should know that all are same, like full moon and second moon, third moon, fourth moon. There are not so many moons, only one moon there. But we, from any angle of the sun, from this earth, we can see first moon, second moon, third moon, and so many moons. But moon is only one. And that moon is always in full, but by the shadows. In the same way, God is one without second. Sometimes he shows his some kripa, mercy, his power in part and part. So the parts are not different gods, but all he is only Krishna. Sometimes we can see him like Ram. Sometimes we can see in Khuda, Allah, Brahma, so many things. So Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. Once there was a demon, consent him, her, to kill Krishna. And that Krishna was at that time only of 3 days. He was at that time in Gokul, in the life of Mother Yashoda. Yashoda never thought that Krishna is Supreme Personality of God, and he has any problem, because Krishna cannot move at that time. He cannot change his
side.
So Yashoda was rushing to give his master rest. When he becomes of 3 days, again on the baby came, and he changed his face to become a very lovely mother, very beautiful, and entered in the house of Nanda Baba Yashoda. Krishna was playing on it.
Bed.
He was lying, and Yashoda was there.
Rani Maya, mother Rani was there. At once he appeared and thought, oh, baby, I'm your mother. Yashoda is not your mother. Why Yashoda has kept you here on the bed? Why is she not keeping you in her heart? And taking this, telling so, she picked up Krishna in his head, in her head, and began to give his breast in the mouth of Krishna. At that time she was in the mood of father, but actually she was not mother. She was
witch.
She was a very big devil.
Witch.
Huh?
Witch.
Witch means?
Rakshasi.
She used to take the blood and flesh of newborn child. She was so dangerous. She had killed so many boys and she had drunk the
blood.
New blood, a fresh blood of all saints. She wanted to do this. She gave her breast in the mouth of Krishna.